Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Khazanchi Jewellers Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Kiran Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshil Gadgani from Kiran Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Khazanchi Jewellers Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Mehta, Chairman and Joint Managing Director. We have Mr. Vikas Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mehta. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. A very warm good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. It's my pleasure to share an update on our performance, strategic initiatives, and industry outlook. Our company, Khazanchi Jewellers Limited, founded in 1971 and headquartered in Chennai, is a trusted name in gold, diamond, and precious stones jewelry. With a legacy spanning over 50 years, with BIS Hallmark certification and recognition as an authorized dealer of India International Bullion Exchange, the company serves both B2B and B2C markets. In Q1 FY26, we sustained healthy growth momentum with a significant increase in our revenue mix compared to Q1 FY25. With gold prices rising, we strategically focused on lightweight jewelry, homing jewelry, lightweight diamond jewelry, and traditional close-setting jewelry. These initiatives contributed to an improvement in EBITDA margins from 3.53% in Q1 FY25 to 5.24% in Q1 FY26, while PAT margins rose from 2.41% to 3.75% during the same period. This reflects our continued focus on higher-margin business, driving both revenue quality and overall profitability. As you all know, the first season, Akshaya Tritiya, the sale was very good, and due to which there was a raise in our margin. Over the last 2 years, we have delivered exceptional results, with revenue raising from 481.82 crores in FY23 to 1,772.53 crores in FY25, reflecting a CAGR of 92%. EBITDA increased from 16.78 crores to 64.92 crores, delivered a CAGR of 97%, while PAT grew from 0.56 crores to 44 crores and increased CAGR of 44%. These achievements demonstrate our ability to scale while improving efficiencies. We remain confident of sustaining this trajectory as we strengthen our market position, expand our retail presence, and deepen customer relationships. Our flagship showroom in Soh Carpet, Chennai, continues to be the key pillar of our B2B business, offering a curated selection and addition of new product categories and adding 100-plus new designs in our design library. At the same time, our company caters to bulk buyers and institutional clients nationwide, ensuring both scale and liquidity. Looking ahead, our flagship showroom, 10,000 sq ft showroom in Soh Carpet, Chennai, slated to open soon, will mark a major step forward in strengthening our B2C presence. We see this as a catalyst for margin improvement. Now, I come to the financial highlights of this quarter. In Q1 FY26, we reported total income of 403.84 crores, up 5.94% year-on-year. EBITDA grew by 57.07% to 21.15 crores, with EBITDA margins of 5.24%. Profit after tax stood at 15.15 crores, up 64.73% year-on-year, with EPS raising 64.52% to 6.12 rupees. These results clearly demonstrate our ability to deliver growth with improved margins, even as several industry players face margin contraction. I would like to conclude our strong Q1 FY26 performance, combined with our dual B2B/B2C strategy, upcoming retail expansion, digital innovation, and favorable industry reforms, position us for sustainable growth and improved profitability. We are confident that the pace of the growth achieved over the past 2 years will continue, and we aim to build on this momentum in the quarters ahead. I would like to thank our shareholders, customers, and employees for this continued support. Thank you so much once again.
Yes, sir. Should we open up for question and answer session? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question comes from Mahesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Is it louder, please? The voice is not audible.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a couple of few questions. So as a company, like, grows rapidly, so what steps are being taken to just, like, strengthen the risk management in terms of, like, gold price volatility, inventory control, and, you know, credit risk in B2B clients?
That's well. As the company is growing and since the management has a wide experience with regards to it, and the fluctuation of prices have been happening in gold from a very longer period. And the management has a very systematic plan for taking care of that. And regarding inventory part, we have always taken a special care to check what is required in the market, and we manufacture things accordingly, which are of fast moving and which are high in demand.
Okay. And something regarding the credit risk from B2B clients?
That's what the average credit period for B2B client average, the stock inventory cycle, what we give them, and manufacturing period, all work out to maximum of somewhere around 55 days-60 days. So the credit period, what we provide to our B2B client is 2 weeks to the max average.
Okay, 2 weeks. Okay, got it. Okay. And, like, my next question will be, like, with rising urbanization and, you know, like, disposable incomes for other people, so are you considering expanding your product categories, like, such as, you know, like, lightweight daily wear jewelry or new age design for to target, you know, like, younger demographic?
Yes. We are working on it, and we have already started production of lightweight jewelry, and it has been on high demand among our clients, and we have already started that, and we are catering all categories of clients. We have a product range for all range of people, all clients, for working women, for marriages, and for all type of festivals.
Okay, so like we are already like, you know, like starting entering into that segment. Got it.
Yes. That's what we are analyzing the market as and when the things are changing, our requirement of the clients are updated. We bring up the product so that we can improve our sales.
Okay, got it. Fine. The next one will be like, how is our company is leveraging its position as an authorized dealer on Indian International Bullion Exchange, like to enhance sourcing efficiency or manage costs?
That's what. Being a member of India International Bullion Exchange, we are getting bullion as an, we are we have been selected as a qualified jeweler. So there is an allotment of gold which is quite a little cheaper compared to the market.
Okay, so that helps us for, you know, like cost management and everything. Okay.
Yeah, obviously, correct.
Yeah. For now, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
for asking.
The next question comes from Palush Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, your company has demonstrated strong B2B traction in this with a 29% year-on-year growth. So tell me, how are you looking to balance your B2B scalability with higher margin opportunities in B2C without straining, resources?
That's what the main criteria for improving the sales in the B2B sector or in a jewelry industry is the designing part and the consumer demand. As the prices are increasing, we have already been into the manufacturing of lightweight jewelry and latest minimal jewelries also, and we are already into the bigger type of jewelry which are meant for marriages and all. So in that case, as the demand in the market for which product is improving, we are focusing on that production. And as we have a very vast experience, so all our designs are highly approved by most of the B2B jewelers.
Okay, and sir, with this increasing demand for lighter hallmark jewelry and transparent pricing, how do you plan on capturing the market share against larger organized players in the industry?
So there has been competition in the jewelry industry for always, but those who produce a better product which are highly acceptable in the customers, then they are continuously growing. That's what I think.
Okay, and sir, with EBITDA margin improving to 5.24% in Q1 FY26, what is your medium term margin guidance, and which factors will drive the further expansion?
That's what we have been focusing on, the production of lightweight jewelry, and even on the lower carat jewelry, as 18 carat jewelers have started coming up in the South India also, the demand is gradually increasing. The margins are quite high in that, and we have been focusing on the manufacturing of diamond jewelry also. So we are catering all type of customers daily use jewelry and on higher segment jewelry also. So the margins will gradually improve.
Okay, and sir, digital innovation was mentioned as a growth lever. So if you could provide more clarity on the digital initiatives being implemented and their expected impact on sales and customer engagement, it would be really helpful.
Yes, sir. Now the digital platform is gradually the demand for online customers is increasing. We have already been into customers' purchase plan that they can save in multiple rupees and then get the gold at the end of the period. So that we are doing it. And on the opening of our flagship showroom, we are going to have an online presentation of all our goods, which are going to add up an additional sales only.
Okay, thank you for answering that, sir. I'll join back in the queue. If I have any more questions, I'll join in again. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Before taking the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Sanchita Sood with RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was that, over the past 3 years, we've been growing at a CAGR of almost 90%. So going forward, can we expect the same growth rate for the next, say, 2-3 years?
We have been growing at a faster pace, but conservatively, we defined that we grow at a pace of 25-30%.
Okay. And so you mentioned that we'll be seeing margin improvement gradually. So would it be possible to quantify what kind of margin improvement we'll be seeing and by when?
So on opening of our flagship showroom, since we are going to have a better B2C sales, and that has a higher margin, now B2C sales when we are going for diamond jewelry, Jadao, Kundan, Polki and all premium items, then the margins are around 13 to 14%. So in that case, and we have been focusing on various other lightweight jewelry, which are of high premium jewelry in Alto B2B segment also. So the margins are gradually going to improve.
Okay. All right. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Dhruv with Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
So first of all, congratulations on your good results. So my question is, as on the press release, I have seen that there is a strong presence in southern part of India by the both operations in wholesale and retail market. So can you give me the split of the wholesale and retail markets, for the revenue side for the Q1?
On the average basis, we have 90% of our contribution from B2B segment and somewhere around 10% into B2C segment.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it. That's my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from Dinesh Sane with Invest4EDU. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers in quarter one. My question was regarding your new upcoming showroom of 10,000 square feet in Chennai. So can we know that the operations will be commenced?
That's what it will be shortly. We will declare the date of opening very shortly.
Correct. In last call, you mentioned about it will be in quarter two of FY 2026. So can we expect in this month or maybe in next month?
Yeah. We are working on it. There were some delays in approval, and since we are making it an exclusive showroom, so initially it is taking the time, but it would be surely in the second quarter.
Sure. So overall revenue, which you mentioned of 150 crores for this showroom, so is it, can we expect that it will be the same revenue by FY 2026?
Yeah. We have defined at a very constrained level. We will surely be achieving better than that.
Sure. And one question is on the recent partnership. So you have partnered with Malabar Gold and Diamonds. So can you specifically tell us what will be the impact on your B2B revenues?
Oh, we have.
If you can quantify that.
No, the revenue part and all, we cannot declare it, but we have just added him as our client.
Sure. And one last question from my end. Can you tell us about your plans to invest your increased profitability to expand your retail footprint over the next year, maybe two to three years?
That's what, after the opening of our initial flagship showroom and working with it and getting good numbers of revenue from that showroom, we have an expansion plan, which we have already previously defined.
Sure. That's it from my end, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question comes from Palush Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, you have delivered a pretty good CAGR across revenue, EBITDA, and PAT over the last 2 years. Now, as you scale further, what structural growth levers will help sustain this trajectory, and what do you see the inflection point for operating leverage kicking in?
That's what we have given a very good performance in the past 2 years, but constantly, we always define that we grow at the pace of 25%, 25%-30%.
Okay. Sir, this upcoming 10,000 sq ft flagship showroom in Sokapet is expected to be a major growth catalyst. What is your broader roadmap for retail expansion? So do you intend to replicate this flagship model in other tier one and tier two cities? And what?
Yeah, we do have an expansion plan, but everything would be decided after opening of this showroom, and we get a good set of revenue numbers from this and later on.
Okay. And sir, what incremental revenue contribution do you project from this format?
That's what, constantly we define that we will have an additional B2C sale of 150 crores.
Okay. Sir, with consumer preference shifting towards lightweight hallmark jewelry, how are you innovating in designs and product categories?
Yeah, we already have a design team who have been working on it, and day to day, we get lots of inputs from all the factories from which we are working, and we are getting a design update, and we are already into the production of lightweight jewelry.
Sir, I can see there's an increase in ornamental segment, so by 88% year-on-year in Q1 FY 2026. What specific strategies or customer engagement initiatives are driving this growth, and how sustainable do you see this momentum in the coming quarters?
So we have improved and good customer base, and we have been producing goods which are in high demand for them. And gradually, we are focusing in production of lightweight jewelry. And we have improved in our marketing, so we have able to reach that.
Okay, sir. I will once again join back the queue. If I have any questions, I'll just join in again.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from Harsh with Shree NS Jeweler. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Harsh has left the queue. We'll move on to the next question is from the line of Prajakta Kadam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
My question is, the company has achieved a strong PAT growth in Q1 FY26, and how much of the profitability improvement is structural versus seasonal, and can we expect similar levels going forward?
Yes. There is always in every quarter in South region, if you see, there is a season. In the first quarter, you can see Chaitanya. Second quarter, there is Navratri and Rakhi. And third quarter, we have got Diwali. And fourth quarter, Pongal. So every quarter, there is a season. And along with that, marriage seasons are there. And always, we have been focusing on the lightweight manufacturing and lightweight jewelry also. So it would be equally distributed in all quarters. The growth will be the same as projected.
Okay, sir. And I have another question. One second. With the retail showroom in the show carpet already playing a key role, and how do you plan to replicate this model in other urban centers, and what criteria will guide your location strategy?
That's what initially we have been seeing. Since we have been in this area for a longer period of time, we have plans to open our flagship showroom here. And based on the success of this flagship showroom, and we will always expand as per the analysis of the management.
Okay, sir. And the jewelry sector is seeing a gradual shift towards the branded and organized players. And what steps are you taking to strengthen Khajansi Jewellers' brand recall and customers' loyalty?
That's what. Since we are there in the past five decades, we have been operating in this area. We have gotten a huge customer base and goodwill. And we have been following all the government norms, and we have been giving up all certified jewelries. In that case, we are always on the right path and growth.
Sir, B2B sales remain the largest revenue contributor for our Khajansi. How exposed is the business to fluctuations in wholesale demand cycles, and what safeguards do you have to mitigate these risks?
That's what. We have been manufacturing all different types of jewelries which are required by all our B2B clients. And based on the requirement and based on the experience of the management, it has always been accepted. Our designs have been widely accepted. And we are also producing jewelries which are of high margin. And we have been on the marketing on day-to-day basis, and we are updating our designs accordingly. So we are getting a better B2B client range, and our products are widely accepted.
Okay, sir. And so our financials show a steady improvement in EPS. Do you have any plans to enhance shareholder returns through dividend or a buyback in this new term?
Yeah, the management have some discussions regarding it. Not yet decided, but it will be updated shortly.
Okay, sir. And sir, gold price volatility is a structural industry challenge. So beyond hedging, how are you planning to insulate your business model from such a fluctuation? Perhaps through product diversification, branding, or customer financing schemes?
Regarding fluctuation, the jewelry industry has been on a fluctuation segment from a very long time, and the management has a very wide experience of managing that. And we have gotten, what they say, as per the business module to reach our target, we have been always working on design. And for our B2C expansion and good customer base, we have been working, making on marketing.
Okay, sir. And sir, the company has shown strong margin expansion with EBITDA margin improving to 5.2%. So, what is your medium-term to long-term margin expectations or targets? And what specific operational or product mix improvement will drive it?
So, the margins have improved since we have been the margins are improved, and for every quarter we will be working at this pace, and the margins are going to improve since we are going to produce, we are into diamond jewelry for B2B, and all premium segments also we have started in B2B.
Okay, sir. And as the organized retail penetration rises in the jewelry sector, competition is intensifying from both national chains and regional players. What differentiates Khazanchi Jewelers brand propositions, and how did you plan to gain a share in this competitive landscape?
Anyway, we have a strong presence here, and all our products what we have been manufactured is widely accepted by all our B2B clients, and we have been always understanding customers' requirements and manufacturing goods accordingly. So the competition has been lasting forever in all sectors, but we have been overcoming with all our experience and our product line.
And sir, digital innovation was mentioned as a growth lever. Could you elaborate on your digital strategy? And are you looking at e-commerce, omni-channel retail, or technology-driven customer acquisition models to expand beyond physical presence?
Yeah, we have been on the as the opening of new our flagship showroom. Along with that, we are going to represent all our products online. And for the development of B2B segment, we have been participating into various exhibitions which are very popular in South India, and expanding our B2B presence.
And so, can you provide a revenue guidance for FY26?
So FY26 is going to be a very good year, as the demand in the first quarter, when even the prices are high, we were able to achieve an higher margin and good business. So it is going to grow. The constraint basis, we can define that it will grow at 25 to 30%.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That is from my side, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question we have from Palush Kumar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again for the opportunity. So I have some last couple of questions. So the first one is, are there plans to diversify to adjacent categories, such as silver, platinum, or even luxury watches, to capture wallet share and mitigate concentration risk on gold?
Yeah, the company do have plans to expand to silver jewelry, as the demand for silver jewelry is gradually increasing. But the major portion would be gold only. You'd be focusing on gold only.
Okay. And sir,
With the profitability improving sharply, do you have plans to reinvest aggressively into growth? So buying new stores, branding, or digital platforms? Or will the company focus more on strengthening balance sheet metrics and shareholders' returns?
That's what whatever the profit making is reinvested into the company only, and the company is always focusing on expansion plan, and whatever and it is going to operate expand its digital presence after opening of the flagship showroom.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Like I had some couple of more questions. So first of all, like, could you elaborate on how strategic shift is impacting like your overall working capital requirement in profitability profile?
So requirement of working capital, we have been always working with the existing capital only, and whatever the earnings, the company reinvests into the for the betterment and progress of the company.
Okay. And next question will be like our upcoming flagship showroom, which is of around 10,000 square feet and show carpet churning. Like, what incremental revenue contribution and margin uplift do you expect from this expansion?
That's what I defined you. It is on constraint basis. We see that there would be an B2C sale improvement of somewhere around 150 crores. And the margin ratio, what we are predicting there is somewhere around 13 to 14%.
Okay.
Gross margin.
Got it. Okay. Gross. Got it.
Yeah.
And if you see at around CAGR of revenue, which is at around 92%, at CAGR around 142 or 144%, for the last 3 years. So, how do you plan to sustain such high growth rates at base gets larger? What will be the key driver going forward?
Yeah, we have been performing good and we have got good results for the past 2 years. But on the constraint basis, we always, as a management, we define that we are going to grow at the pace of 25 to 30%. And if something is better in there, it is always there.
Okay, got it. Fine. Thank you.
The next question comes from Priya Jain with Green Capital. Please go ahead. Priya Jain, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So hello, I'm actually new to the company, but very interested to track looking forward. So I have few questions with me, with rapid urbanization in tier 2, tier 3 cities are becoming more jewelry consumption homes. How does Khazanchi have planned to expand into these geographies, and what would be your preferred entry mode, company-owned showrooms or franchises?
That's what initially, since we have a very strong presence in the area where we are here, here we are going to open our flagship showroom. And based on the success of this flagship showroom, we are going to diversify it mainly in the southern part of Tamil Nadu.
Are you exploring a multi-brand strategy to address both the premium and mass market segments? Organized players are rapidly launching sub-brands to tap into different price points and demographics.
We have been already into the both premium segments and regular items. We are into both, and we have been supplying premium items to most of the B2B jewelers also. And on a future, after opening up our flagship showroom, expansion plans will be declared accordingly.
Also, you have a good, you know, balanced growth. So, do you see opportunities for inorganic expansion, such as acquiring regional jewelers to expand retail presence faster? Because, you know, penetration can happen that way.
That's true. The management always define a constrained level of growth, but the expansion plans are sure there.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like gold is an investment is deeply embedded in Indian household. Is Khazanchi exploring gold saving schemes, exchange programs, or digital gold offering to build recurring customer engagement and deepen the retail relationship?
Yeah, already we have a purchase plan where the consumer can purchase gold and convert, fix the prices accordingly. And then finally, on renewal, they can buy gold.
Also, sir, we have, you know, upcoming wedding seasons, which is a festival in India, as you know. So, do you think this monsoon, heavy monsoon, will affect in any way?
No, always. The second quarter is always good because lots of marriages are happening and various festivals are also there. So, it is always a better.
Yeah, but do you think this harsh monsoon will have any adverse effect?
I don't think such because there is not much impact of the monsoon here.
Mm-hmm.
Because marriage season, everybody is already, they purchase jewelry based on their savings and they do not depend upon the constraint immediate income.
Mm-hmm. Any you know, like, focus on catering, like, Gen Z people? Any particular brand you want to launch or something? Like, we have a lot of fancy jewelry brands coming out. And which source gold jewelry and, you know, like, silver jewelry, but in a very fancy, very Gen Z focused. Are you planning to do something like that?
So we have been working with all our traditional jewelry and all lightweight jewelry which is required for our both our B2C and B2B client. So we are majorly focusing on that and we have a good volumes for that, good demands for that.
Mm. Good to know. So fair. I think that's from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Khazanchi Jewelers Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.